From Birmingham, I'm Michael Crowell with WBHM News. There are two big problems facing the airline industry. Since the pandemic began, the industry is down 2 million workers, and those who remain are overwhelmingly white. WBHM's Kyra Miles reports one new charter school in Bessemer hopes to address both issues by preparing diverse students for jobs in aviation.
Small airplanes line the runway on a windy day at the Bessemer Airport. And if you look through the windows, you'll see high schoolers in the cockpit, like Dorian Gonzalez, a ninth grader at the Alabama Aerospace and Aviation High School.
In my 14 years of living, I've only been on a plane twice.
The mission of the school is to prepare more underrepresented students for careers in aviation and aerospace. And the first step is getting students in the air.
You're about 1,000 feet up in the air going at about 60 knots, and just, it's really mind-blowing what you can do.
That's why the school held this fly-in event a month into the school year. About 70 students had the chance to co-pilot a small plane, and for many students, it's their first time on a plane, period. Like Finn Payne, he's a sophomore.
Since I've joined this school, we're only 4 weeks in, and I'm already out here getting ready to pilot a plane.
The school building is set up like an airport. The classrooms are gates and the halls are terminals. The curriculum is also supported by Delta Airlines, Auburn, and Tuskegee Universities. Founder Ruben Morris says everything is to prepare students for future jobs in aerospace and aviation.
There will be 23,000 pilot openings globally in 2023. And that's only going to exponentially increase. And so the timing is now because of the need across the industry, but also the opportunity from an education standpoint.
Morris wants the school to, quote, disrupt the industry by giving marginalized students the tools to succeed. The goal is to diversify the cockpit.
Gosh, when you hear about flight, you hear about the Wright brothers and, you know, maybe the Tuskegee Airmen.
But he says the reality is, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, about 94% of the country's aviation professionals are white.
I did not meet a pilot of color till I was over 30 years old. I have still yet to meet a black female pilot in person. We've got to change that.
At the Alabama Aerospace and Aviation High School, the majority of students are students of color, and over 70% qualify for free and reduced lunch. At the fly-in, Tamara Canty looks on in awe. She has a son in ninth grade, but she was excited to talk to some of the girls.
And I thought that is so awesome to see our young brown girls that they can see themselves doing that. So that's the impact that a day like this has on them to get in a plane and actually fly it and put their hands on the instrument panel is priceless. It's priceless.
By graduation, students can earn a private pilot's license and start careers with certifications in aircraft maintenance and engineering. Students say they already have plans to fly for the Air Force or for commercial airlines. The teen shouts SOAR for a group photo. It's the school motto, and it stands for scholarship, optimism, accountability, and respect. Morris says it's the foundation for all lessons and activities, so students can keep flying high. Kyra Miles, WBHM.